I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Sarah Foster, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP, and Joe Dost, who's with Window Outfitters, about the upcoming UP Home and Garden Show. Here's Joe Dost and Sarah Foster.
It's coming up in about 2 weeks, April 23rd through the 25th. We open Friday night at 5 p.m.
And it's happening where? A little different this year.
Yep. Just due to the pandemic, we had to move it out of the dome. So we are, just for this year, hosting it at the Westwood Mall.
Okay. So what's going to be sort of in the works there? You're doing a few things a little differently, but still a lot of stuff to come and check out.
Right. We did away with the kids area because we don't want hundreds of kids gathered together. So we're giving them like kids construction bags for the first 500 kids. We were able to expand to outdoor booths. So we have some outdoor booths coming. Hiawatha Log Homes has a really nice log tiny home that they're bringing.
Oh, cool.
Midway Rentals and Sales and UP Kubota will have their equipment outside. We have a couple of food trucks that'll be there to feed the masses. So
one of the things also I know as we've talked with you about this is it's kind of shifted away maybe from some of the contractor focus into more, you know, sort of personal customer kind of things for their homes and gardens and so on, right?
Right. That was one of the things that really kind of split the ownership was focusing more towards residential. And that's what the Builders Association does, is promoting the residential business. So we want people, I mean, I'm sure in the last year while people were home looking at their houses and
I'll bet they were
figuring out what projects they wanted to do, they can still come and talk to people face to face instead of ordering online.
Well, one of the partners in the entire event is Window Outfitters. Joe Dost with us this morning from Window Outfitters. What's in the works? What are you going to be showing folks at the show?
Well, we'll have a wide array of windows and doors to take a look at. Our booth is going to be a little bit different this year, and we'll be a little more spaced out.
Sure.
So that way we can, you know, properly social distance and, you know, have all the, everything can be sanitized between customers.
I will bet, though, that as people have maybe looking, as Sarah said, about their homes and everything, they might be looking at their windows going, these are, we need to replace them. And that's very important, isn't it? And especially in terms of energy efficiency.
Absolutely. You know, we're a little bit later than previous years with the show, but that really hasn't impacted the amount of customers that have been looking for windows and doors. So our timelines are, they're right in line with what they have been.
Well, what about the right now with the weather being as decent as it has been? We're not in a snowstorm right now this morning or anything like that, and it's been clearing up. How's that impacting you guys for orders and works and jobs you're doing?
Sure. So we've been, you know, we received a major influx of customers, you know, as soon as the weather broke, you know, and that involves, you know, the lead cycle for replacing windows is, you know, your 6 to 10 weeks because you have your initial appointment. Then you have your selections.
Sure. Well, that's also what you'll be doing here at the show is you will have the latest information, technology, all that, which I'm sure it's changed and people can get those questions answered.
Absolutely.
Now, Sarah, again, it's happening when and where?
At the Westwood Mall, April 23rd through the 25th, and it's Friday night, 5 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 8, and Sunday, 11 to 4.
That's Sarah Foster, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP, and Joe Dost with Window Outfitters. The UP Home and Garden Show is coming up April 23rd through the 25th at the Westwood Mall in Marquette. That's a look at what's happening. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.